A good night, everybody. Something that's always been of interest to me was the minhag of taking the Hoshanos on Hoshana Rabbah. And that's what I'd like to discuss very briefly today in the time that we have. What is this all about? Where does it come from? And how do we understand how to properly perform this minhag that we have in our community? So the story really begins as follows. As we know, at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it was considered to be a tremendous, devastating loss for Klal Yisrael, and they had so many mitzvos that were no longer going to be relevant, no longer going to be applicable for the Jewish people. And that meant not only were they not going to be able to have karbanos and all the mitzvos that relate to the avodah, but there were many other mitzvos that were relevant only in a time when there was a Beis HaMikdash as well, that were not related at all to the avodah per se of the karbanos, but there were mitzvos that the Beis HaMikdash allowed us the opportunity to perform. And it is because of this tremendous loss of the Beis HaMikdash and the fact that we wanted that future generations should remember about the importance of the Beis HaMikdash and the centrality of what a Beis HaMikdash means, this is the reason why Rabbi Yochanan came along and he said that we have an obligation, Tzion hi doresh ein la, we have an obligation to do whatever we can to make various takanos, to make various institutions in which we will have opportunities to remind ourselves of the way things used to be in the Beis HaMikdash. What is surprising is that although Rabbi Yochanan taught us this idea in the Mishnayos, we have in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, we have in Maseches Sukkah, a few examples, there are very few examples that Rabbi Yochanan himself in the times of the Tanaim actually successfully instituted. We don't find so many in the Mishnayos that he began. And what's very fascinating is that we find in later generations and throughout the years of Galus that there were many, many more institutions that were created in order to remind us of the Beis HaMikdash, and those were ones that we do not find a documentation of in the times of the Mishnayos or the Gemara itself. I'm not going to get into all the details, we'll just mention the ones that are relevant to Chag HaSukkos. One, which should be very obvious to all of us, is the fact that every single day we shake the Dalad Minim. But not only do we shake the Dalad Minim, we have a practice that in shul, those who go to shul in the morning with Dalad Minim, take the Dalad Minim after they finish shaking it, and they walk around the bima. What is that all about? Well, the practice really developed because we know in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to have a minhag, hayumakifin es hamizbeach. They used to go around the mizbeach every single day, like the Mishnah says in Maseches Sukkah. B'chol yom makifin es hamizbeach pam achas. Every day of Sukkot, the people who were there gathered in the Beis HaMikdash would surround the mizbeach one time, and they would walk around it va'omrim, and they would say, Ana Hashem Hoshiana, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. They would say various tefillos. Va'osa hayom, but on the last day of Sukkot, makifin es hamizbeach shiva pa'amim. They would go around the mizbeach seven times with the Dalad Minim, but they didn't only go around one time. Because there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we no longer have the opportunity to surround and to walk with our Dalad Minim around the Mizbeach, so now there was a minhag that developed in the days of the Gaonim. I don't think we have a source earlier than the Gaonim, but the Gaonim write that there's a widespread practice that we have developed to remind ourselves of that old minhag, that every day in Shul, we take a Sefer Torah out, we put the Sefer Torah onto the Bima, and by doing so, we now create some sort of a makeshift mizbeach. And as a result of that, we now take our Dalad Minim and we walk around the Bima with the Sefer Torah to remind ourselves of what was done in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Once again, an institution that has become so widespread throughout communities in Ashkenaz and Sfarad, we have this minhag of walking around the shul with our Dalad Minim every day of Sukkot to remind ourselves of what was done in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Another very, very widespread practice that we find is something that we do in many communities on Chag HaSukkos, and that we refer to as the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. As we know, the Gemara in the end of Maseches Sukkah gives such great descriptive detail about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the incredible celebration that they used to have every day of Sukkot in honor of this great mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim that came around once a year. And because of that, they would have tremendous simcha. The Gemara says that the great Amoraim used to do all kinds of dances, and it was a very elaborate celebration. We don't find that there was any zecher. We don't find that there was any institution to remind us of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It's not until the 1700s, that was the first time that we hear of such an idea of making some sort of zecher, of making some sort of remembrance for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva on Sukkis. And this is what we find. Rab Chaim Abulafia, who was one of the great Gedolim in Turkey in 1726, writes the following. Tikanti Lahem. He says, I came up with this great idea. And that is, Shebeleilos HaSimcha Mitzvah Shel Sukkos. Every night when we have the opportunity to celebrate Sukkos, we should also have a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which will serve as a Zecher LeMikdash. We also should have something that will remind us of the celebration that they used to have in the Beis HaMikdash in honor of the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim on the Yom Tov of Sukkos in the Beis HaMikdash. And he writes that we used to light candles in the Beis HaKnesses, and we used to have all kinds of songs that we would sing, Uzekeinim Ve'Anshei Maisa, and they would have all the elderly and great pious individuals from the community coming out to celebrate the same way that they used to do in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. V'zeh kama shanim she'asu kacha, and it's been many years that we have gone along with this practice. V'chein yihi atamid, and he says, I hope this will always be the practice in future generations as well. V'yizku l'smach b'soch Beis Mikdashenu, amen ken yihi ratzon. He says, I hope that someday this will once again lead us back into the Beis HaMikdash, lead us to the time when we will have the opportunity to celebrate in the real way that this Simchas Beis HaShoeva is supposed to be celebrated. This is something that carried on a few years later in Yerushalayim. In 1742, we find that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, who lived very closely to the Rab Chaim Abulafia, writes that his friends who came to Yerushalayim also had the same thing. They had the same practice. B'chol HaMoed, Asinu Simchas Beis HaShoeva. We pricked up this minhag that they started in Turkey, and we now have a Simchas Beis HaShoeva as well. V'hayisi ani madlik laila achas, v'asinu simcha gedola. He says, we used to make a tremendous celebration in Yerushalayim, and you see that that was when the practice started to become a little bit more widespread. The Yesod V'sharash Avoda, one of the great tzaddikim who lived in Lithuania, writes that he had this practice as well. And he says that on the nights of Sukkos, they would stay up almost the whole night celebrating and singing Zmiros Hushvachim Umarbim Neiros B'Sukkah, and everybody would make all kinds of very elaborate celebrations, and the reason why they would do it was Zecher LeMikdash. We wanted to remind ourselves of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says it's important that a person participate in these celebrations in order that they should be reminded of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, he says, they used to put a tremendous emphasis and a great focus on the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that was done, that was instituted in later generations to remind us of the great Simcha that was in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. One thing that is very curious is, how does one figure out when it's appropriate to make some sort of institution that is Zecher LeMikdash? And when do we say, perhaps, that it would not be something that should be done? So, for example, the Aderes, the father-in-law of Rav Kook, he was a great tzaddik, he was the Rav of Panevish, and he later on moved to Yerushalayim to become the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. So the Aderes very famously collected many of the mitzvahs that we do that are Zecher LeMikdash, and the Aderes points out that there was something that bothered him very much. As we know, the Psukim in Sefer Dvarim, and it's described in detail in the end of Mesechah Sota in the 7th Perek, the Gemara there describes the ceremony of Hakel. Hakel was something that was done at the end of the Shemitah year. When Shemitah was finished, the Melech, the king of the Jewish people, would come to Yerushalayim. He would come to the Beis HaMikdash. Men, women, and children would crowd into the space, and everybody would listen as the Melech, as the king, who had sovereignty over the Jewish people, used to read from a Sefer Torah. That was referred to as the famous Hakel. And yet, says the Aderes, we've had thousands of years since the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. We've had thousands of years since Hakel was actually performed in the proper way, in the way it's supposed to be done. And yet, says the Aderes, this is the way he writes, She'ela gedola yesh lishol. He says, I have a major question. Madua tigra mitzvahs halel, Hakel. Why is it that the mitzvah of Hakel, which is really, in its essence, fundamentally a mitzvah midaraisa, hachaviva v'hakadosha, it's such an important mitzvah that the Torah speaks about and the Gemara gives us such detail, shelo nasa lo sheim u'she'eris hatzlenu tamid. Why is it that in our times, when we have a Shemitah, why don't we all gather together and make some sort of maimid, make some sort of celebration to commemorate that great event of Hakel, ma'ishahasa noheges bizman hamigdash achar sheva shanim, mi garazos mi lula b'chiyotziba? Is this mitzvah of Hakel any less than any of the other mitzvahs that we have made some sort of commemoration for what was once done in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Why is it that we all walk around on Sukkot with our Dalet Minim in order to remember what they did in the Beis HaMikdash? Why is it that all of our communities have accepted the practice of doing Simchas Beis HaShoeva to remember the Beis HaMikdash? And all of a sudden it comes to Hakel and nobody seems to pay attention to it at all. This was the question of the Aderis, and it's because of this that there were many who felt that it was appropriate to start having some sort of Zecher LaHakel as well, in order to remind us of that old practice that was done in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Be it as it may, let's get to the issue at hand, and that is, what's the story with shaking the Arava on Hoshana Rabbah? Where does that come from? So the story really begins with a Gemara in Meseches Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis. Then the Gemara carries over onto Daf Mem Dalet, Daf Mem Hei, where the Gemara discusses that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, everybody used to come with an Arava, not only with a Dalet Minim, but they would come with an Arava all 7 days of Sukkot. And that we assume is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, says the Gemara. If you look in the Psukim, you won't find any mention of this, but we assume that it's a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that every day in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to go around the Mizbeach with a Arava in your hand, and they would do that once a day, every day, over Sukkot. However, on the seventh day, on Yom HaShvi'i, says the Gemara, they would do that seven times, they would go around the Mizbeach seven times, and that's what was done in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. And we're even told that even if the seventh day, Hoshana Rabbah, fell out on Sukkot, we say that everybody should come with the Arava anyway, and they used to go and practice this idea of Arava in the Beis HaMikdash, around the Mizbeach, even on Shabbos as well. And because of this, the Chachamim said that Bizman Hazeh, in our times when we have no Beis HaMikdash, we want that on the seventh day of Sukkot, we should remember this great mitzvah, this great halacha l'Moshe Misinai that used to be performed in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, once again, as a Zecher l'Mikdash. That is all quoted in the Beis Yosef. That is all a quotation from the Gemara. Now, the Gemara has an interesting discussion, and that is a disagreement between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. When we talk about this idea that we're supposed to have the Arava, that we all are supposed to make a Zecher l'Mikdash to remind ourselves of what used to be done in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, do we assume that our minhag that we have today is what we refer to as a minhag Nevi'im? Is it just that the Nevi'im said it's a nice thing to do to remind yourselves of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's a nice idea? Or is it what we refer to as a Yisod Nevi'im, which means not just that they made a suggestion, not just that they said maybe this is a nice thing to do, but rather they made a takana, and they said from here on in, every community has an absolute obligation on Hoshana Rabbah to go around seven times with an Arava. It's not just a suggestion, but rather they made it as a obligation of every community and every individual to have the Hoshanos taken on Hoshana Rabbah. Sounds like semantics. What's the difference if it's just a Minhag Nevi'im or if it's actually a Takana, a Yisod HaNevi'im? So Rashi there explains the difference is whether or not a bracha is recited. As we know, there are many mitzvahs that we were commanded to do by the Chachamim, and we recite a bracha on every mitzvah that we are expected to do, even if it's only a mitzvah midirabanan, Neiros Chanukah, Mikra Megillah. Obviously, those are only mitzvahs midirabanan, and yet we recite a bracha. Says Rashi, if this minhag of taking the Arava is considered to be an absolute obligation, then he says we would actually have to make a bracha on Hoshana Rabbah when we take the Aravas and we walk around the Bima in our shuls. However, he says, if this minhag is just a nice idea, it's just a suggestion that was given that we should remind ourselves of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Churban, and therefore we should take the Arava on the seventh day of Sukkot, then a bracha would not be recited. And as we know, we have adopted the opinion of the Rambam and of the Shulchan Aruch, which is that this is only considered to be a minhag nevi'im. This is not considered to be an absolute obligation. This is considered to be a very nice suggestion. It's albeit a very old suggestion, a very well-documented suggestion. It has a great source all the way back to the times of the Gemara. But yet it is not an absolute strict obligation, and therefore we assume that it's a mitzvah which a bracha is not recited upon because it's not an absolute chiyuv. It is just a way to remind ourselves of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Gaonim write that there's a reason why we take these Aravos and we bang them on the floor. So they quote that it's based on a Medrash in the Lekach Tov, where the Medrash writes that lulav is considered to be like a shed rosh al adam. The lulav is considered to be like the backbone of a person. And as we know, all of the dalad minim have a way in which they are considered to be connected in some way to a different body part of the human being. So here the lulav, says the Medrash, is considered to be like the backbone of a person. Uvihiyos, and because until Hoshana Rabbah, we have been so busy with mitzvos. We had Yom Kippur, and then we were busy building the sukkah, and we were buying a dalad minim, and every day of sukkahs we were sitting in the sukkah, and we have so many mitzvos, and we're doing so many things for the Ribono Shel Olam. Like the Gemara says, this month is called Yerach Ha'isanim, because we are so strong, we have so many mitzvos that make us strong. Therefore, says the Medrash, if the Satan will come now and have a claim against us on Hoshana Rabbah, which is the last day of judgment, we assume that our judgment is sealed, we show that we are able to overpower him. We are able to overtake him, and he has no right to come and make trouble with us, because we have so many mitzvahs to combat the Yetzirah and to combat anyone who comes up against us during this time of year. And therefore, we throw it on the ground to show, if he wants to come arrogantly and try to break our backbone, we show him, we're going to throw it on the floor, and we're going to show that we have an opportunity to overcome any claim that you might have against us. And therefore, this is where the minhag developed, say the Gaonim, to throw the Aravos onto the floor to show that we have the upper hand at this time of year because of the incredible opportunity that we have had to do and be engaged in all the mitzvahs that we have been engaged with since the time of Yom HaKippur. Now, it's interesting that Rashi writes, when he discusses this minhag of taking the Aravos, Rashi writes, Lashon Na'anua. Rashi says it sounds like they used to shake the Aravos in the air. However, if you look in other Rishonim, the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, it seems the Rambam says, Choveit ba al hakarka o al hakli. Says the Rambam, the practice originally was that they used to take the Aravos on Hoshana Rabbah, and they would bang them on a kli, on a vessel, or on the ground. That's what the Rambam writes. And I always wondered, my father, I davened with him for many, many years on Hoshana Rabbah, and I always noticed that he did something very different than all the other people in Shul. Maybe it's because he was the only one that knew this Rashi, but my father always, when he took the Hoshanos on Hoshana Rabbah, used to first wave them in the air 5 times, then he would bang it on a chair 5 times, and then he would bang it on the floor 5 times as well. And I think that this is all based on the different opinions in the Rishonim. He wanted to try and fulfill all of the various opinions. Rashi says that the minhag originally developed that they used to go and wave it in the air. The Rambam says they used to either hit it on a kli, either on a some sort of vessel, which is a chair, or a la karka, on the floor. So in order to try and fulfill all three opinions, I remember as a child, my father always used to do all three of those things, and perhaps that's really what it is based on. There is a major discussion in the Achronim whether or not you're allowed to use the Aravos from your lulav for this minhag, which we have of going around the bima with the Hoshanos. So that is a major discussion. The Gemara does say in Maseches Sukkah that while you are using the lulav, before you have finished to do your mitzvah of dalad minim, you're not allowed to take the arava and use it for something else. However, if you're going to remove the aravas from the whole package of the dalad minim, the Arachlaner and other Achronim write, there is room to argue that one should be allowed to take it once the mitzvah is over of dalad minim. There's room to argue that one should be allowed to take it from the lulav and esrog and to now use the aravas for this minhag, which is a zecher lemigdash, which leads to a whole major discussion that Rabbi Avadya Yosef has, which is, isn't that a problem of malam hakodesh v'lo moridin? It used to be that this arava was used in the dalad minim, which is a mitzvah midaraisa, and that is a very high level of mitzvah. And now all of a sudden you're going to take it out of the lulav, and you're going to now downgrade it, so to speak, to use it just for a minhag nevi'im, just for a zechel amigdash. It's not even a mitzvah midaraisa. It's not even a mitzvah midirabbanan. This is a big shaila. How is that allowed? How can one downgrade, so to speak, a mitzvah and take it from its original intended purpose, which was for the mitzvah of dalad minim, which is the araisa, and now use it for something which is seemingly far less important, which is this minhag nevi'im of going around the bima 7 times on Hoshana Rabbah. So this is a discussion that many Achronim have a lot to say about, and I guess tonight we don't have enough time to actually get into all the details of the issue, but this is the basic background of this practice that we have of shaking the dalad minim throughout Sukkot and walking around the bima with them, and then on Hoshana Rabbah we add an extra practice, which is that we walk around the bima not only with the Dalad Minim, but we add as well walking around the bima with the Aravos as a Zecher Lemigdash, because as we know, we have an obligation as often as possible to remind ourselves of the Churban Beis HaMigdash and to pray that we once again have the opportunity to perform the mitzvahs and to fulfill them the way they're supposed to be done in the Beis HaMigdash, Bibinyana, Bimhera, V'Yameinu, Amen, V'Amen.